Excuse me, sir? Excuse me? Hi. Yes, it's me, your stewardess. I know you just got all settled into your seat for this flight, but we seem to have run into a bit of a problem. You see, it seems that the flight has been overbooked by one passenger, and the airline says that we need to reaccommodate someone. Unfortunately, it's been decided that that someone is you. I'm extremely, extremely sorry. I know this wasn't what you were expecting. I know this was literally the last leg of your flight. But these things just happen, you know? My hands are tied here, really. No, they're not gonna send some thugs and bend you over and tear you a new one. I mean, do I look like a thug to you, sir? In this stewardess outfit, skirt, heels and all? If we had a tussle, you'd likely be the one bending me over. Look, sir, the airline is really looking to avoid any incidents, and it's an absolute imperative that you come with me quickly and without a fuss. So I'm willing to offer you some of our new and very special incentives. Well, sir, first, we refund your tickets in full along with a $3,000 cash voucher. Yes, that's straight up cash, so you don't need to spend it on our airline if you're disappointed at our services this evening. Of course, we will also put you on a first class seat on the next flight tomorrow morning. But tonight, however, you will be accommodated at one of our premium partner hotel suites where I will be personally accompanying you to take care of any needs you might have this evening. Yes, sir. Me. Does that interest you? Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. It's a very tempting deal. Our computer algorithm chose you and calculated an offer so juicy that there was no way you wouldn't take a bite. Yes, sir. We take this all very seriously. Well, it's getting late, so why don't you just grab your things and off we'll go to our hotel suite this evening. Oh my god. How much did you love all those looks we were getting? Walking through the terminal with a hot, dark-haired stewardess hanging on your arm like this. Mm-hmm. We looked like quite the pair. I bet they were all so jealous. But they'd be even more jealous if they knew the things I would let you do to me tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Here's the suite. Here, just open the door and... Hey, wait. Why aren't you letting me in? I'm supposed to be in there with you tonight, providing comfort through this horrible ordeal. You don't need my services? I beg your pardon, sir, but I think you do. Don't think I haven't noticed how tense and stressed out you were even before we left the plane. You're having second thoughts? But why? Am I not attractive enough for you? Oh, you have a wife. Of course. But here, let me come in and we can talk this through. Just talk if that's what you want.
Okay, thank you.
Come sit down next to me on the bed. So, how long has it been since you last saw her? A couple of months now? You're technically separated? Oh, I see. Gosh, that sounds awful. But you had to leave the house in order to do your research. I mean, this is your life's work we're talking about. And I don't know, but it sounds pretty important to me. Why couldn't she understand that? Oh, yeah. I guess the opportunity must have come up so fast. You didn't really have time to talk it through. I'm sorry you had to leave in such bad terms. Have you talked since? Missed messages mostly, huh? I guess you wouldn't have had great cell reception. Well, at least it sounds like she still cares.
No, no, no. Don't say that. She is not just waiting to serve you divorce papers. I'm sure you can work it through.
Do you mind if I sit a little closer to you? Let me scooch over. I'm just going to put my hand on your thigh, okay? Look, it's probably been a long time since you've had a good release, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, huh?
Well, you can either spend tonight all pent up and frustrated, unable to sleep with a month's worth of cum sloshing around in your balls. Or you could have me relieve you of all that pressure so you can relax and sleep warm and content tonight. Then, when you see your wife tomorrow, you'll have a clear head when you guys are talking about your problems. It's that simple, really. This is for your benefit. Look, it's my job to comfort you. To comfort you with my body. It's all professional, no strings attached. It's just the service I'm here to provide. I mean, do you get this special when a cute cashier wants to bag your items? Or how about when that hot bank teller takes your deposit? How is this really any different? We don't even need to touch, really. I do have condoms. I can put one on you and just give you a nice, stress-relieving hand job. Nothing fancy. I'll just take a firm grip and jack you up and down until you blow that fat load in the latex. Then we'd dispose of the condom and no one would be the wiser. Honestly, it wouldn't be that different if you just jerk yourself off, you know? But, well, okay, maybe like 10,000 times better. Does that sound okay to you, sir? Good. Here, unzip and pull down your pants for me while I take my top off and look through my purse for those condoms. Now, where are those? Ah, there they are. Okay, sir, I've got... Oh, fuck. No, nothing's wrong, it's just... Wow. Your cock is, like, huge. Pass me one of those pillows. Thanks. Gosh, it's making my knees weak just looking at it. Can't I just collapse down in front of you and just worship it? Yes, right there. Kneeling in front of this magnificent slab of meat.
good. It's almost as big as my head. Sorry, I'm practically salivating over it. Just lay back on the bed and let me give you my complimentary handjob. Or should I say a complimentary handjob? Okay, relax. This is time just for you. Just let go and let me make you feel all better. Condo? Sir, my usual clientele are middle-aged businessmen. Sorry, but I didn't bring any condoms for fucking horses. Just don't worry about that right now. I'll clean you all up when we're done here. I just need to get my hands on this right this second. Fuck, sir. It's getting even harder. And so slick from just your pre-cum. God, I need both hands just to jack it properly. And your balls. Wow, you weren't kidding about being pent up. Your balls look so swollen. Like you could take an empty bucket and overflow it with just your cum. God. You know, sir, I could be that bucket for you. I could be a bucket you can empty yourself into. Your cum bucket. Your own personal cum slut bucket for you to dump that juicy load into. God. Wow. I'm so sorry. I'm getting so worked up. Shit. I literally just drilled right onto the head of your cock. Here, don't worry. I'll just lick it right off you. I know we were just going to stick to the handjob, but I just couldn't help myself. I just needed to taste you. Do you really want me to stop right now? Yeah, that's what I thought, mister. Just lay back and let me do this. If it makes you feel better, just close your eyes. And imagine your wife's hand pumping up and down your thick shaft. And your wife's tongue slobbering all over your monster cock head. Your wife's mouth sloppily sucking out your pre-cum. I'm just sort of a surrogate for her. Since she's not here, you know? I mean, that makes it okay, doesn't it?
You can answer that, handsome.
Don't stop on account of little me.
Oh shit, it's your wife.
Fuck, that was a lot of tick down my throat. Oh, don't worry. Just tell her that. The noise. We're from the sink disposal running. Good talk with the wifey? No? Whoa, jeez, you're strong. Just up and throwing me on the bed like that. Ooh, well, someone's feeling feisty right now. Oh, you're going to reaccommodate your dick into my pussy, huh? Good one. Hey, let me take off my skirt and heels off at least. No? You're just gonna pull down my little panties and mount me from behind, big boy? Here. Let me pull my ass up for you and then grab a pillow to bite on. I feel like I'm gonna need it.
Oh, fuck. My pussy is so drenched. I can feel myself dripping onto the sheets. I'm so ready for this. Mm-hmm. Oh. You like the way I look now? Face down, panties halfway down my thighs, my round ass jiggling, legs spread, exposing my soaked, wet little pussy to you. It's ready for you to take it. Take it as your own. It's even got a little landing strip to guide you right into... Oh. Fuck. Fuck. I can feel the head of your cock. Fuck. Push into my thick little hole. Shit, that's huge. Shit. Fuck. Fuck. I feel like you just stretched out entrance with a baseball bat. Oh, please don't stop. Please don't stop. It hurts. But I can take it. I can take it. Too naughty, sir. I don't need her. Just keep fucking me. I can be your cum receptacle, your filthy cum slut bitch in heat. I can be a loud breathing filly for your stallion cock. Do you like the sound of that breathing over and over? Nothing wrong with sowing wild oats. Yeah? You wanna sow some oats in my pussy? Fill it with your hot cream and then slosh it around your big stick and butt until my belly gets big with your babies. Fuck, that's hot. Do it. I know your balls are aching for it. Aching with pump load inside my fertile womb. You know. You don't even know what you fucking mean, but I'll carry your child. I don't care if it's worth getting fucked by this goddamn god dick. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming, Lord. Come suck me, you fuck. Come and suck. Fuck yes. I'm about to keep shooting this thick rope, Scott. Yes. Oh, I can feel it coating the walls. I can feel it. I can feel it. Holy fuck, that was good. Shit. I've never had so much cum just poured inside of me. I'm sure at least one of your little pilots can stick the landing. My. You look quite exhausted, sir. Why don't you just lay back on the bed, on these soft, soft pillows? I'll curl up down here near your cock. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be right here, all ready to suck and fuck you back to sleep. Sweet dreams.